Chapter 2. The Woman with the Badge. Annie Dodge Juanica and her new husband learned how to run the ranch. Chi Dodge stopped by often to direct their work and to keep them up to date with tribal politics. He often took Annie and George with him when he visited the chapter house, or he invited people to meetings at the ranch. Having Chi Dodge at a meeting was like having a major celebrity there. People asked his advice and sought his help in solving their problems. He was a powerful man who could get things done. For Annie, this brought back childhood memories of listening to political discussions at home. Annie often sat quietly at the back of the meetings. She learned about politics. Watching her father, Annie learned how to help people and ways to get things done. Caption: Here with her husband George, Annie Dodge Juanica was only the second Navajo woman elected to the tribal council. Gradually, Chi Dodge began to rely on Annie to attend meetings on the reservation in his place. She put aside her lifelong shyness and began to speak up for herself and others to government officials. She interpreted for those who did not speak English well and argued for their causes. Many found the world of politics bewildering, but Annie did not. In January 1947, her father died. Annie took control of the ranch and her growing family. Still, the world of politics kept her interest. So when the youngest of her 9 children was 3 years old, Annie ran for the tribal council, and she won. As a member of tribal council, Annie represented the Navajo people. She would now help govern them. George stayed home and cared for the children and the ranch while she traveled across Arizona, New Mexico, and the country. Feature Box: Navajo Women. Traditional Navajo society is matriarchal. Women own hogans or houses and flocks of sheep. When married, men move into the woman's family home. Navajo people trace their clan affiliation and inheritance from the mother's side of the family.